This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you and we praise you, for truly this is the day that you have made. And let us rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, I ask that you will have thine own way, God. Move by your spirit and move by your anointing, God. Father God, we come before you, oh God, with a spirit of expectancy, God, knowing that you will move and do exactly what your word declares. And God, we will be careful to give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, would you please turn them to the book of Acts, the 24th chapter and the 25th verse. That's Acts 24 and 25. And I will be reading from the New International Version. And it reads as follows. As Paul talked about righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, Felix was afraid and said, "That's enough for now. You may leave. When I find it convenient, I will send for you." May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And your topic for the day is no more excuses. I don't care what God told you or what God has showed you. No more excuses. It's time to get about our Father's business. It's time for to do what God has called you to do. If God called you to do it, rest assured, he has trusted you. He finds you worthy to do that assignment he has entrusted in you to do. So the topic is no more excuses. So in Acts 24, the Apostle Paul had the opportunity to share his faith with the Roman governor of Judea, a man named Felix, and his wife. Felix was a ruthless, immoral governor, and today's scripture describes his reaction. He knew he needed to make a change. This was a window of grace right here. Yes, it was. God was speaking to his heart, but Felix was off dealing with the conviction of what he used to do. And we don't know if that convenient time ever came. We don't know whether or not he invited Paul back or not. But then 2 years later, he was out of the office and he was gone. People of God, if you are waiting for a more convenient time and you are putting off things with the conviction for to change of your attitude and you are delaying to take a step of faith, yes, you are. You are ignoring that still small voice of God because you are trying to find every excuse not to do the assignment God has called you to do. You are finding every excuse, and let me tell you this, fear can make you miss the blessing of God. Yes, it can. Fear and also hesitation. Hesitation, thinking on, well, God, I can't do this now because I got this going on. Or then I don't have the resources. If God equips you and which I know he will. He already trusts you to do what he has called you to do. And many times you done heard this, God doesn't call the equipped, he equips the called. I don't know where that phrase come from, but the followers of Jesus, they had to experience the truth through many things they went through. The disciples were just ordinary people, just like you and me. But as they walked along with Jesus and they seen the miracles, they seen the signs, they seen the wonders, they was being equipped. As they was walking with Jesus and they heard the sermons and everything else, they were being equipped to do the work. When Jesus had to go, they was already equipped to do what needs to be done. See, many times, they weren't the most highly educated or people like some are today, because there's nothing wrong with, education. I do force it. Never stop. Continue to learn things. Continue. Because knowledge is power. And most of his disciples did not hold the highest positions, but they was willing to learn. They was willing to get equipped. And people of God, I know there are times when God give me assignments on this journey of faith, because he had asked me to do things which I felt like I wasn't ready to do. That I felt like, God, I can't do this. But then that was the key. He said, you saying I, which in a tale, you thinking you're going to do it by yourself. But as the scriptures say, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. So when God gives you an assignment, you're not doing it by yourself. You're doing it with him. Come on here, somebody. Because there was times when I know, I say, God, I'm not going here because these people are not going to hear me. When he gives me a word to tell somebody, I already know they are going to reject it. But God say, give it to them anyway, because they are not rejecting you. They are rejecting me. Hallelujah. I knew that without him, listen to me well, I would fail. So I had to build up the confidence in me to know that I was worthy. I had to build up the confidence in me to tackle the assignment that I had to experience or do without fear and without anxiety. And I prayed out and he answered my prayers. So now I have a boldness, a spiritual boldness. And when God tells me something, I'm not hesitant anymore. I will do exactly what he say do, because I have confidence in myself. Just like the confidence that a God had in me, I have the same confidence. And that's why God is now trying to get his people into the spirit of knowing you are confident through him to do whatever he has called you to do. You are equipped to do it. Come on here, somebody. No more excuses. And people of God, God's word is true. He calls whom he chooses, and then he equips them. He really does choose those who seem like that you are not worthy, you can't do it, and you are weak. But in fact, in 1 Corinthians 1 and 26 through 29, Paul tells us, Brothers, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are so that no one may boast before him. 1 Corinthians, 1 chapter 26 through 29. The NIV version. So, people of God, don't keep making excuses. When you have the faith for it, that's the time to act. So today, when you hear the voice of God, step into the grace. Take the advantage of the opportunity God is offering you to come up higher, to see his favor in greater ways. People of God, you don't want to miss God in this season because there are assignments God has chosen us to do, and we must get in a hurry and do it quickly. God is calling you, and he say, tell my people again. He say, no more excuses. Today, I require you to do that which I taught you to do. No more excuses. You are worthy. Your past is just that, your past. Do not allow your past to affect the assignment that God has given you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Get past what you feel. Get past how that you may feel like that you going to mess up the assignment. No. As long as you got God with you, it is not going to be messed up. You are going to prosper in the assignment that God has called you to do. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you. For truly you are a good God. You are a faithful God. But yes, you are all-knowing God. Lord, we thank you for the ways you speak to our hearts and how you open windows of grace for us to make changes in our lives that need to be made. Father God, help us to stop the delays, to help us to take faith that will take us higher in you. Father God, we will not put off dealing with those things that are in our heart that, Lord God, will cause us to miss what you have in store for us. And even the issues that we have, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God. We praise you and we give you all the glory. And Father God, today we say no more excuses. We will do what you have told us to do, God, no matter how we feel. No matter what it looks like, we say yes to your will and yes to your way. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Thank you for tuning in, but yes, I have one announcement. I invite you this Saturday at 10 a.m. to St. James United People's Church on Berry Street. That's 1008 Berry Street, Pineville, Louisiana, to the Women's Day program. Amen. And the theme is the blood will wash you white.